All right, Stephanie, you know I can play Name That Tune with you. That is Weezer on Air America. Nicole Sandler here with you. Air America, streaming live at airamerica.com. You can always find me at radioornot.com. And in the last half hour today, what I wanted to do is sort of like a news roundup. And there are a handful of sites that I go to on a daily basis. And actually, you can find them on my blog at radioornot.com. I keep them all there because it's easy to just click on and go to the pages. One of them, one of my favorite sites for a good overview of the day's news, is the Raw Story, rawstory.com. And I thought, you know, let me shoot out an email over there and see if their executive editor might like to join me and sort of do a news roundup. And sure enough, I welcome Ron Breinhart to Air America. Hi, Ron. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So here I am looking at the Raw Story, and I'm curious about a couple of things. Before we get to the news of the day, how do you decide what goes on the main page of Raw Story each day?
Oh, well, I get a phone call from the White House, and then I discuss with all the liberal talking heads and think tanks. And
No, we're not talking about...
Much work it.
I'm sorry, we're not talking about Drudge here. We're talking about Raw Story.
Well, I'm the main editor, so it's pretty much my final, I guess, executive decision for the most part. All the stuff in the daytime, I'm the person to blame. But, I mean, obviously the whole staff plays a part in picking what stories go up and what we choose to report on or highlight.
Uh-huh. Now,
I'm the one that actually assigns the reporting we do as opposed to the more news roundups or just links to other people's work.
Gotcha. Now, how many people work for Raw Story? I mean, how many reporters do you have on staff who are actually out there covering events and stories?
Oh, well, honestly, I can never keep track of the number. It's not as many as you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 10 to maybe a dozen usually.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone plays different sort of roles. As far as reporters right now, aside from Larissa Alexandrovna, who does a lot of the big intelligence reports and stories, she helps break, like, the Valerie Plame worked on Iran WMDs when she was outed. We also have Rachel Oswald right now, who's our D.C. reporter. And Stephen Webster, who's actually located in Texas. He has actually done a lot of on-the-scene stuff in Texas as well, but we're looking for another reporter as well.
Ah, but somebody hiring today. All right, so they can just contact
Yeah, we're
your
one
roster.
Of the rare animals.
All right. Now, so I'm looking online, and I noticed there's two elements to the Raw Story. You've got the news. It's sort of like a news aggregate where some of the stories are written by your staffers and others are links to AP stories or stories from other sources that you sort of just have on a homepage so you can, with one glance, see some of the big stories of the day. But you also have a blog. And the latest story on the Raw blog is, oh, it just changed. It was about Eminem rapping that he'd like to nail Sarah Palin. Is that on the new Eminem record?
Yeah. It blinks up at the top. It changes from the last few blogs. But we just added a blog. For years, people have called us a blog when we've never really officially been a blog. We carried some op-eds a few years ago, but for the most part, we just pretty much just report the news. And although we're progressive and liberal, we try to be more fair, and we're certainly not partisan. We don't take sides in the primary races or even in the general elections to a degree. But so we finally decided that yeah, we should get a blog up because everyone else has it. We're almost like the last ones to not have a blog. I mean, when the Washington Post and the New York Times and ABC and everybody is doing it now, so we sort of have a little bit more fun there. So we do sort of opinion stuff.
Right.
But,
well, and that's what a blog really is.
Yeah.
So you've got the news site, which is more objective, and rawstory.com/blog is how you can get to the blog by itself. But the story that just came up, Red Cross report, medical officers participated in torture, and, you know, in nobody's world is that very light and fluffy, unless you're Dick Cheney, I guess.
Yeah, well, sometimes we blog things that we don't don't have as much time to invest in stories that we're working on further, you know, all those different reasons. But like you said before, otherwise, before the blog, we were more of a news site and a linking site. So, I mean, I guess when we started years ago, we were similar to, you know, the other guy that starts with a D on the right.
Mm-hmm.
But we sort of tried to move more to do more investigative news and exclusive stories and such to round it out, which we've been doing for a few years. We had a reporter in the Bush White House who had a few interesting encounters with the last White House press secretary there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Helen Thomas actually even pushed to get him a question answered by him once, because for one point, for a full month, he kept going there and she kept ignoring his hand while it was up in the air.
Right.
So finally, Helen Thomas and Les Kinsolving and a few other reporters there said, "Hey, you know, pick this guy."
Yeah.
You know, so that was kind of cool.
How far that went. But what did you think of in President Obama's very first primetime press conference? He called on Sam Stein from Huffington Post.
Yeah, that was definitely, you know, that was definitely a big thing, you know, for the president to do it, for sure. I mean, certainly, I guess Jeff Gannon was picked.
Yeah, or Gucker,
by Bush.
Right, was his real name, right, the male prostitute who somehow got White House press credentials.
Right. So, and actually, his, the publisher for GOPUSA.com years ago, he actually got to ask a question of Bush, too,
mm-hmm.
Bobby Eberle. So it's technically, I guess, not the first time that's happened, but yes, it was very cool, and Sam Stein asked a great question, too.
Yes, he did. As he did. I actually had him on this show a couple of weeks ago. But today we're speaking with Ron Breinart. He's the executive editor at RawStory.com. And so looking at RawStory right now, there are a couple of stories that catch my eyes. Absentees push Franken Senate lead to 312. Is this over? Is this going to happen? Is Al Franken going to be finally named the second senator from Minnesota so we can have 100 senators in the Senate?
I think there's still a little bit more time before that's going to happen, but it's basically the Supreme Court, you know, decision, I think, is the only thing that, or if there is a decision, if the Supreme Court picks it up.
All right, well, put on your editorial hat here for a second, though. If the roles were reversed, If the Republicans controlled both houses of Congress and the White House, and this was a race, you know, tipped the other way between, with Coleman in the lead at this point with 312 votes ahead, do you think the Republican leadership of the Senate would waste any time in seating Coleman?
Well, I think that this time it's a little bit more complicated. I think that Franken might have gotten seated if it wasn't for the games that they were doing with Burress. I think that sort of affected. If it wasn't for Burress, I think Franken probably would have already been appointed. But because you have, you know, the President Obama,
the mess
obviously
in Illinois,
coming from the same state, and, you know, the questions about all the, I think they just sort of made it too, you know, too much of a hot potato to act too fast. But yeah, I am surprised it's drawing out as long as it would.
Right. Okay. Now let's jump to another story. If today were April 1st, I would think this story was a joke. The guy, Cal Penn from House and, Kumar and.
I thought it was an April Fool's Day joke, actually.
He just apparently, for those who watch House and like me, I T-voted it last night, so I didn't see it. And here's a spoiler. Spoiler alert. The guy who I forget his character's name on House, but he got killed off last night, apparently. He's joining Obama's White House as a public liaison. Now, I know, you know, I saw him on the stump. He was one of the celebrities campaigning for Obama. But this is kind of cool. I think it's cool that there's a young, kind of a hip actor who's leaving his acting career behind to go work as to do community outreach, I guess, for the White House.
Yeah, it's certainly a rising star too. So he's definitely given up a lot to do something that he believes in. But you know, I mean, I wonder if there's going to be, you know, a lot of like noise made about this just based on you know, what the actor's name mainly known for, like what you mentioned before.
Right, the Harold and Kumar role was, you know, I didn't see those movies, but apparently they're, you know, they're pretty, you know, marijuana culture kind of thing. Which maybe this is Obama's outreach to the people like me who were angered over his flippant response to the question at the online town hall meeting about legalizing marijuana.
I heard you say that earlier in your show, and I sort of had a different take. My take was maybe that's why they did that last week instead, so that they wouldn't get hit. But maybe I just get a little bit too paranoid sometimes about the Obama administration. But that was my actual. It was like, okay, well, now they can't hit us on being pro-pot, so now that we got this out there.
Ah, I see. Interesting. What other big stories are on your radar today?
Well, yeah, obviously Obama's surprise visit to Iraq is a huge story.
And apparently the troops were cheering him. It looks like he got a very warm welcome from his troops. They are his troops now.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of expected. I mean, they usually do cheer the president to the degree that they can, but still it's nice that it happened because it sort of counters a lot of the blogs of the right wing and military blogs who are sort of saying that they would have opposite effects, that they would boo him or hiss him or something.
Well, according to, and this is a story with the byline of Raw Story, it says troops cheered wildly for the president during his visit to Camp Victory, but they applauded the loudest, as MSNBC reports, when Obama told them it was time for Iraqis to, quote, take responsibility for their country after America's commitment of 6 years and thousands of lives. So that's encouraging.
It's encouraging. Iraq and Obama is sort of a sore spot with me personally. So
why is that?
Well, because you know, I'm not happy with the plan that he put out. You know,
for how long it's taking for us to get out of there?
I don't even mind so much the length of it. It's more that that it's sort of it's kind of like meaningless to me because it leaves too much power to the Pentagon. There, they could pretty much change their mind if they want.
Mm-hmm. And it also calls for leaving a lot of troops there too. I mean,
right. But the numbers to me don't even mean anything. If you're saying the Pentagon has wanted to do this, they've been wanting to do this for a while, and they want to leave the troops there. And I don't know. I kind of think that a lot of the politicians and Washington for both parties are kind of dishonest about why we're there in the first place. Anyway, because to me. The main reason why we can't leave Iraq isn't because we're afraid it's going to run into anarchy, but we can't leave there because we need troops near their oil and near the oil of the rest of the Middle East. And not to, like, steal it or take it or anything like that, but to do two things, protect it from terrorism attacks and also to prevent being squeezed out, say, by other superpowers like China or Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had to pull the troops out of Saudi Arabia years ago, and I think that still is a big reason why this plan still calls for them to be there. Because even if we were to pull out, we'd still have to have troops somewhere in the area, and I'm not sure where they're going to. And it would have to be at least, I guess, 50,000 troops or something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the numbers to me are meaningless because they could be changed at any time, and I don't know. That to me is very disturbing.
I gotcha. See, and let's, as we wrap things up for now, we go back to the way you talked about how you put the stories together and figure out what's going to be on the rawstory.com homepage. And, you know, you talked about, well, you get the talking points from the White House and this and that. The difference between the left-leaning blogs and news aggregator sites like yours and those on the right is that the progressive-leaning websites don't take marching orders from anyone. And you and me and David Swanson, who I just spoke with, and most others who are of a like mind to us, are the same way. We're going to call the proverbial spade a spade. If something smells, we're going to say it smells. If something is not right, it doesn't matter if it's President Obama or George W. Bush, but we're going to call them on it. And you know, some may see that as the problem, but I think it's the way it should be. And I think it's only going to make our country stronger, and hopefully it'll make Obama a better president. I just hope he listens to us when we criticize.
Oh, certainly. And, I mean, I certainly don't want to make World Story as the anti-Obama site. We certainly are not.
And I don't think anyone would think of that because of what you said. I think, if anything, they'll respect you for having an opinion and for holding true to your convictions, which is how it should be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want yes men for any party, I don't think.
Nope.
I mean, that's sort of what, like, when Jon Stewart went on, they had that famous confrontation with the,
Jim Cramer.
Oh, my God, who?
Cramer.
The Tucker Carlson and, and the Dem, too. It was the Dem from the, Clinton White House. I forget his name. But anyway, Paul Bugala, maybe?
Okay.
Anyway, it was on the Crossfire, and he ended up canceling Crossfire. But when he went on the show, he was yelling at both of them just for saying silly stuff and just for saying the party line. I mean, and I think that's what I pride myself on. I mean, our site, we're certainly liberal and progressive and alternative, but we're going to go after anyone that isn't doing their job or is corrupt or...
As it should
Anything
be.
Anything like that.
As it should be. Ron Breinert, it was very nice to talk to you today. Thank you for joining me on Air America. You can read his work at rawstory.com, and it's one of the blogs bookmarked on my blog at radioornot.com. Ron, great talking to you. We'll check in again. All right, stand by. We'll come back and wrap things up for this Tuesday edition of Air America Live with Nicole Sandler. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.